Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
Today, we're talking about get. Today, we're talking about some uses for the word get.
That's a great idea. We use get for everything. We could go on and on about this one.
Cindy, we can't go on and on. Our listeners will get bored. Get it?
Okay, I get it.
Now, before we get started...
Cindy, can you get a bottle of water from the fridge?
What? I didn't get that. Lean in towards the mic. I didn't hear you.
Oh, sorry. Can you get a bottle of water from the fridge?
Okay, I got that. Did you get both natural and sparkling water at the store today?
Yeah, I got both.
Good. I can't stand it when you only get the sparkling water. Ugh, how can you drink that stuff?
Cindy, it's good. You just don't get it. It's refreshing. Try it.
Throw a shot of gin in there and a slice of lemon and we'll talk.
We have an agreement. No alcohol during recording sessions.
Barb drinks during recording sessions.
She's an exception.
You're just afraid of getting your ass kicked by her.
That too.
Okay, let's get back to business now. We've used the verb get quite a few times, 16 to be exact.
Right, and we haven't explained a single one.
All right, let's start from the beginning. For example, if I were to say, Marta, we have to leave the studio at 12 sharp today. We can't be late. 12 sharp, get it? When I ask her, get it? That means, do you understand?
And I can simply answer, got it. That means I understand.
And what about expressions like to get bored, to get angry, to get frustrated?
That means to become bored, angry, frustrated, etc.
And to get started, that means to begin something. Martha, wasn't there a famous song by the Black Eyed Peas called Let's Get It Started?
Mm-hmm. Yes, very famous.
And when you asked me to get a bottle of water from the fridge...
That means to take a bottle from the fridge.
Right. As in, get a bottle of water, get some groceries at the store, get an oil change at the mechanic, or even get the newspaper.
Cindy, just remind us again quickly of how you could use get in a restaurant setting.
Okay. And if anyone would like to review... That was from episode number 5 about restaurants. In a restaurant situation, your server may ask, what can I get you to drink? That means, what would you like to drink? Or they may ask, what can I get to start you off with today?
That's more confusing.
What can I get to start you off with today usually means, what would you like for an appetizer or starter? That's the first dish you would eat in a restaurant.
In Italian, it's called antipasto.
Now I'm hungry and distracted.
Cindy, we need to get back to business and get some work done today.
I know, but it's so hard today. I just can't get going this morning. We've just returned from a long weekend in Naples, Italy.
Oh, did you get some great authentic pizza while you were there?
We had some phenomenal pizza. And if anyone would like the name and address of a fantastic pizza restaurant, we'll have it posted at the end of this transcript.
So that's why you're not on board this morning. Too much pizza, right?
Too much pizza, exactly. And what about the expression to get on board? That means to be in agreement, to cooperate, to join in, to partner with.
Give us an example of to get on board.
Gladly. Nearly 2 years ago, Maita had this great idea for an advanced English language podcast, and she wanted to call it My American Friend. She asked me to get on board, and here we are, 1 year and 35 episodes later.
I'm happy you decided to get on board.
Me too. It's been a lot of fun.
Which reminds me, are you free to record next week?
Most likely yes, but I'll have to check my schedule and get back to you.
Sounds good to me, but be sure to get back to me and confirm before this weekend.
Okay, will do. Marta, I think we're finished for today. I hope everyone found this topic useful.
I hope you didn't get bored with us.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Come visit us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com, where you can get all the transcripts to present and past episodes.
We'd like to take a moment to thank some very special people who have contacted us on our Facebook page. Yaroslav, Sergio Leon, Letizia, Nicolas, Maria, Lenka, Graham, Gertraud, Angela, Giuseppe, Roberto, Reza, Marigona, Daria, Jessica, and Laura.
And thanks to our many followers on Twitter, and especially Melia, Miranda, and Bettina. Huge thanks to our brand new subscribers on our brand new YouTube channel, My American Friend Blog. And as always, a special thank you to Igor, Nastya, and Anne.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
My American Friend.